Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, the Jordanian delegation strongly condemns yesterday's terrorist attack at Ataturk Airport. It expresses solidarity with the Turkish government and people in the face of terrorism and extremism, and presents its condolences to the government of Turkey and the families of the victims, and wishes those injured speedy recovery. Mr. Chairman, in his address to the American Congress on the 7th of March 2007, His Majesty King Abdullah II regenerated international attention and focus on the Palestinian-Israeli peace process at a time when international attention on this preordinal issue declined in favor of other regional challenges then. The King's speech underscored and stressed the reality that the lack of Palestinian-Israeli peace remains a core problem in the region, and that only resolving this conflict will facilitate the resolution of other regional issues and threats. Today, as never before, the Palestinian issue remains the central cause for regional and international challenges and threats. The deadlock that has dominated the peacemaking efforts deepens feelings of despair and feeds extremist tendencies and threatens the security and stability of the region and the world. Accordingly, it is imperative that we spare no effort to resume direct, committed, timelined, and meaningful peace negotiations based on the Arab Peace Initiative and the relevant UN resolutions. Mr. Chairman, the establishment of an independent and fully sovereign Palestinian state on the 4th of June 1967 lines with East Jerusalem as its capital on Palestinian national soil remains a vital national interest for Jordan. Jordan is a stakeholder in all core issues: security, water, borders, refugees, and Jerusalem. And the resolution of those issues must fully safeguard and satisfy Jordan's vital national interests associated with all of those core issues, especially refugees and Jerusalem. And as part of a two-state solution based on the terms of reference of peace, the peace process and the relevant UN resolutions, including relevant Security Council resolutions and the Arab Peace Initiative. Jordan therefore supports all diplomatic efforts to realize a two-state solution and revive the Palestinian-Israeli peace talks, including the most recent French initiative, emphasizing the need in this regard to closely coordinate all such efforts and initiatives to ensure that they flow into one common direction. Mr. Chairman, the success of any initiative or negotiations requires a full hiatus and halt to all unilateral measures, especially Israeli settlement activity, attacks on civilians, and all unilateral Israeli measures and violations in the occupied Palestinian territories, especially in East Jerusalem and the Islamic Christian and holy sites. Incursions and incidents undertaken by Israel, like the most recent in East Jerusalem, are most detrimental and destructive. Moreover, efforts to achieve peace and to realize a two-state solution should not be held hostage to the Israeli domestic politics and government coalition dynamics, while Palestinian territory continues to be swallowed. We also believe that an accompanying international mechanism to those negotiations needs to be crafted to assist and encourage the two parties to cross the finish line and to hold them accountable for any obstructions or abdication of their responsibilities or conducting any action or omission that may obstruct those negotiations or lead to their collapse. Today's meeting will help us, Mr. Chairman, take stock of what has been done to date and try to envisage a path for peace. It is one of a number of initiatives, and as we try to envisage how to proceed forward in this path, we need to chart a clear path, one that would lead to the realization and the crystallization of the two-state solution, and as outlined before in this intervention. Finally, I stress that you can count, all of you, on us, as always, on Jordan, to support every sincere effort that will bring us closer to this goal. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.